Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Monday, August 8th, and here are your top stories. First, Frisch's Big Boy names James Walker CEO. The former Nathan's Famous executive said he's excited to join another legacy brand. Second, Del Taco promotes former COO Chad Gritzema to brand president. The former COO and brand president John Capasola leaves the company to become CEO of Nothing Bundt Cakes. Third, Papa John's took a 7-8% price increase in 2022 as inflation continues to temper growth. Continued inflation, labor costs, and lackluster international performance took the wind out of Papa John's sales. Fourth, Every Table raises $55 million in Series C funding and plans massive expansion. The round was led by Credive, Desert Bloom Food Ventures, and Gulspang ReFood. And finally, Portillo's lengthens permitting time and development calendar. The company is still on track to add restaurants, including a new Texas market. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. The momentum Papa John's saw during the pandemic is waning, according to the company's latest earnings. The pizza chain saw 0.9% same-store sales growth in North America, but an 8% drop internationally, due in large part to a challenging quarter in the UK. The biggest news was that Papa John's took a 7-8% price increase in 2022 amid inflationary concerns while also not rolling out value deals system-wide. But the chain is confident that through growth and category ubiquity, sales will rise again, even amid a recession. Here's Joanna Fantozzi with an in-depth analysis of the earnings call.
They had a bit of a mixed quarter. I would say just in general that their momentum, which was going like crazy during the pandemic, kind of slowed down. During the pandemic, their momentum was actually kind of, I feel like, ahead of their other two larger pizza competitors, Pizza Hut and Domino's. And now I feel like that momentum is starting to slow down. Due to a couple of factors. They specifically mentioned cost of cheese, especially with other food costs, is impacting them negatively. And also they had some challenges internationally. Actually, their UK market was having some trouble. So I don't necessarily think that this is a bad thing. I don't think that they are having a downturn. I do think that it's just kind of a natural balancing out of things, since pizza was huge during the pandemic when people didn't have anywhere to go really. And now I think it's sort of normalizing. And I think that they are still trying to ramp up their development and be in new markets and everywhere. So I don't necessarily think that this spells really bad news for Papa John's.
Inflation is the word of the moment, followed closely by recession. How was Papa John's impacted by inflation?
They were impacted by inflation from rising food costs as well as rising labor costs. And that's kind of impacting everyone. This is not just them. So because of that, throughout the first half of 2022, they took on average a 7-8% pricing increase at their stores, which is really significant. I was actually kind of surprised to hear them say that. But then CEO Rob Lynch also said, well, we didn't take pricing at all during the pandemic. So this is sort of, I guess, like keeping up with everybody and making up for it. But they also said they don't think that they're going to be increasing prices in the back half of 2022. So like I said, I think it is just kind of like normalizing and everything, but that gangbusters momentum that we saw from Papa John's over the past year or two has definitely slowed down.
Competitors Domino's and Pizza Hut have already reported, and they've both seen a downturn in sales. How does this fare for Papa John's business?
So we're seeing, it's sort of like we're seeing similar things from Domino's. I think that Pizza Hut as well, what they just reported with Yum. I think that the issue mainly, it seems like, with Pizza Hut and Domino's is they're struggling to find drivers. And Papa John's, they said they're also struggling to find drivers, but it didn't seem like they were as concerned. But I will say that, like, specifically for Domino's, that seemed to be a major issue. Though the number one pain point for them really was that they had closed down stores early. They had to shorten store hours because they can't find people to work. And so that just seems to be a little bit more almost like a panicky thing for Domino's, and to a lesser extent, Pizza Hut. But I do think that, yeah, all three pizza brands are slowing a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see when we come out on the other end of, as inflation kind of stabilizes, it'll be interesting to see once we come out on the other end of this, kind of which brand rises to the top. I was surprised that during the pandemic, it really did seem like Papa John's was in the lead, especially since Domino's had kind of been king and for so long. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens kind of when all of these inflationary pressures and labor pressures and stuff kind of fizzle out or even out.
So what's the future of Papa John's?
I think that we're going to see a lot more development from them. That seems to be really where they're focused on, is developing in new markets. They really do want to catch up to their big brothers in the industry, the Pizza Hut and Domino's. They want to, and they're not quite there yet, but I do think that that's where they're focused right now. Rob Lynch said that most of their top 25 franchisees already have units in the works. They keep keep announcing new multi-year developments. He specifically said they want to grow units by 6 to 8% annually. So that's a pretty steady clip. And I think that that's kind of what they're focused on.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with your news on NRN.com.